Jeff Driscoll.
On the scrimmage.
Well, we started with goal line. We were down out there on the five, and coach just wanted to see who was tougher down there. And I think as an offense, we did really well. We ran the ball well. The ball was on the ground a few times, which is an issue all the time, but especially down there when you're so close, you can't cough it up. But I think our big guys really stepped up today and really pushed hard and got us in the end zone. So that was a good start. And then when we got to the scrimmage, open field type things, we had some big plays. Carlos Henderson made a couple plays, and Connor Smith made a big catch down the middle. So that was good. Ryan had some really nice balls. I thought our guys ran the ball hard. We just had the ball on the ground a few times, which, like I said, is a concern. But first day, I thought we did really well, and we got a bunch of playmakers out here.
You're a guy that you like to use your feet when you can, and today you got an opportunity to. You haven't had a ton of opportunities, especially with limited contact. How did it feel to get out there and be able to use your feet?
Yeah, I mean, when we started to pick up the tempo there, we did a few inside zone reads, and on that one where I took off, the defensive end really crashed and gave it to me. They were trying to take away that dive play that we were gashing them with, and had great perimeter blocking outside, which was able to spring me to the end zone. So I think it was just a good play overall, led by us running the ball early and perimeter blocking on the outside.
In a time when you're still learning the playbook and stuff, is that something that you can always fall back on, is your legs, since you are, kind of that athletic quarterback prototype?
Obviously my focus is on learning the playbook and being able to beat teams with my arms, but the game, you're allowed to run the ball in the game as well, so I'm going to use it when I can, but I don't want to rely on that, if that makes sense. I want it to be a threat, but I don't want it to be the only thing that I can do. So got five more practices of spring, and then I got a big summer up ahead of me of studying film, getting with the guys. So I think when fall camp rolls around, I'll have a really good feel for what we're doing.
How is it getting like extended live action today compared to your first practice a couple weeks ago? Like, what was the, can you sense a difference of you personally, whether it's grasping the playbook or knowing the terminology, knowing the offense?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Once you have 10 practices, you're going to be more comfortable. I feel like I know what I'm doing. Didn't bust anything today, so. I had a good day overall, knowing what I'm doing. I would have liked to, make a few more plays, but, you can always look back on a game, and if you don't turn the ball over, you're going to give yourself a chance to win, and we didn't turn the ball over today as a quarterback.
Everybody talks about your attitude and how you act like you're a professional, and you are. That's how you treat the game. How early are your mornings whenever you come in to take in film?
I mean, everybody's waking up at about the same time. It's not like I'm killing myself waking up at 5:30 to get some film in. Fortunately, I have a lot of online classes. My classes are online this quarter. I'm sorry, not used to that yet. But so I have a lot of extra time to watch some tape, and it's really helped me out, not just watching this spring practice, but also games last year to see how games are called, and just getting a feel for a game rather than plays. So it's cool to put it all together, and like I said, I feel like I'm getting a pretty good feel for it.
Thus far, what's your favorite part about this scheme and this offense?
Well, I think we have a lot of ways to get it to our playmakers, and we definitely have those across the board, and it's not a bunch of different plays, it's different looks for defense, so that gives us a big advantage, and when I get in those guys in space, they can make big plays for us.
What's your take on just the defense overall? The numbers were pretty eye-popping, what they accomplished last year with the amount of turnovers,
yeah,
interceptions, forcing it. What is it like for you as a quarterback? You're a seasoned guy. You're in your fifth year now. What makes them a good defense, especially the back end with guys like Xavier Woods and Kentrell and AD?
Well, they're always playing hard. They're never going to give up on a play. There was a couple where we had big plays today, and they kept playing through the whistle and knocked the ball off us because – that's a bad play for us, but a good play for those guys. So, I think they're never gonna give up on a play, and they're ball hawks. They're always gonna be going for the ball, and if you can force turnovers, you can win any game. All right, thanks, guys.